I am the masked biologist, by day an ordinary wildlife biologist moving among the citizens of the Northwoods, by night a crusader striving to expand my own knowledge about the natural world around me and share it with you. I wear the mask in an effort to keep my personal and professional lives separate. A writer far longer than a biologist, I seek opportunities to put pen to paper and connect people to the natural world. A couple of weekends ago, my oldest son was riding in my truck with me after a drive in a county forest. I saw a beautiful panorama spreading across the hillside we faced while at a stop sign. I remarked about the scene, and my son readily agreed how nice it was. When I glanced over at him, though, he was not looking up. He was playing with his smartphone. I chided him gently and told him that he should enjoy the colorful display now, because he will have to wait for a year to see it again. He gave me the side eye, but he didn't say anything. It is true, though, at least for me. Every year I marvel at the brilliance of color, like I had forgotten how amazing it can be. I seek every opportunity to get out in the woods this time of year, be it at work or off the clock. Grouse hunting right now is not necessarily ideal. The leaves assist the birds in their hasty getaway. I still like to get out, though, even taking the family along, because then I get to see how each individual tree puts on its own show. Every autumn I hear from people that colors are triggered by cold temperatures. That's not exactly true. Temperature has its role to play, but it's not the primary factor. In fact, leaf turn is a result of a change in chemical activity and is triggered by a change in length of daylight, or photoperiod. Tree leaves are green because they're filled with chlorophyll, a crucial pigment that helps the tree in manufacturing its own food from a combination of water, nutrients, and sunlight. When the days start to shorten, the trees are spending less time making food from sunlight. They produce less chlorophyll, the dominant green coloring in leaves. As the chlorophyll reduces, the carotenoids become more prominent. Carotenoids are also in use during the growing season. You may recognize the root, carotene, as a helpful nutrient in healthy foods like carrots, corn, squash, and peppers. Colors like yellow, orange, and brown all are derived from this pigment. Then how about the reds? This is the third pigment, which comes into play only at the end of the growing season. Anthocyanins add red coloring to plants. Apples, cherries, cranberries, raspberries, basically any red fruit contains this pigment. Anthocyanins have one task to perform in tree leaves. When food production, photosynthesis, drops off in the fall, the tree's productivity drops off. Especially when we have warm, sunny days and cool but not freezing overnight low temperatures. It can produce a lot of valuable sugary sap during the day, but without continued transport, the sap stays in the leaves where the tree risks losing it with the next strong breeze. The red anthocyanins are pumped into the leaves to help the tree ensure it gets as much sap out of the leaf as it can before it shuts down. This explains why this year we seem to have an abundance of trees, especially maples, with red-colored or red-tipped leaves. Our autumn has been relatively warm and sunny. Although daylight length is the primary trigger of leaf change, weather certainly plays a role in the ultimate quality of our fall color show. If we get a really hard frost early, trees can lose leaves without having them change to anything but brown. In very dry times, color can be delayed by weeks. Fall colors can be muted by a significant long wet stretch of weather, too. This fall, the weather's been fairly warm, and although we've had nights that were pretty cool, we didn't have a significant frost or freeze period, so our colors have developed actually quite well. Recent winds and rains have knocked down many of our leaves now, but there's still plenty of beautiful vistas. Get out and enjoy them for yourself. A photo may not do it justice. In my opinion, though, fall colors in the Northwoods are something to be experienced, not merely seen or photographed. This has been Wildlife Matters with the Masked Biologist, exclusively on WXPR. To contact him with questions or story ideas, and for more interesting natural resource notes, photos, and videos, Follow The Masked Biologist on Facebook and Instagram.